Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, throw in some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas happen.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Wong told Ignatius that he would be supporting the PARD, as it would improve the lives of young people in the community and help arrest the crime situation, as they would be able to earn a living through clan training programs. An angry Ignatius told Ryan that the councillors were trying to get rid of him. Ryan responded that this was because he was only interested in his own well-being and not the community's. As we return, Cecil has just got out of bed when June meets him.
Lovely sunshine in the capital city, I trust you have.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, June.
You slept well?
I certainly did. Matter of fact, I have slept like a baby every night I have been here.
Okay.
My mind is at peace.
Mom called again.
I'm not interested.
Dad, how long is this going to go on?
I don't know. But I've been thinking maybe I can find a place to rent.
Are you serious?
I don't want to be a burden to you and James.
That's foolishness. You know you are welcome here for as long as you want.
Yes, but I can't stay with you indefinitely.
So wait a minute. You're done with Mom for good?
Yes. I will be filing for a divorce.
What? You can't be serious.
I'm very serious.
At this age?
I should have done it a long time ago. She's disgusting.
Oh, Dad. You can't talk about Mom like that.
I'm sorry if you're offended, dear. But it's the truth. And I have had it.
I think you can work out your problems. James and I overcame more than that.
James is not a lunatic you can't talk to. Lucille is.
Oh, Dad.
I'm sorry for being so blunt, June.
I really think you guys should talk to a counselor.
I'm not interested, June. I have tried and tried with Lucille and my patience has run out.
But look how long you guys have been married. You need to at least give it a try.
June, I don't know how long more the good Lord has in store for me. But the last thing I want to do with my time left on earth is to squabble with Lucille. I told her that I never had a sexual relationship with Bella, and she refuses to believe me. She criticizes me every chance she gets. Frankly, she's abusive, and I refuse to live for the rest of my life like that.
Oh, boy.
Moving forward, I intend to serve the Lord as best as I can, do my work on the village council, and have some peace.
Dad, we will continue this conversation when I get back home. I have to go to work now.
Have a good day, love.
Lunch is on the stove, and I left breakfast in the microwave. There's hot water in the flask for your tea.
Thank you, my dear.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving him.
Oh, baby. That make her remember Eustace Jones here today.
Oh, dear. I'm insulted. I thought you would say it made you remember me.
Ignatius, what you doing in my house?
Your door was open and with the headphones on and your memories of standing by your man, anybody could have come in here and done anything to you.
Look, people don't usually walk in my house just like that. They call at the gate.
You sure? It seems to me like you're living dangerously.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I was bored and I thought I'll pay my good friend a visit.
We have nothing to say to each other.
Oh, but we do. When I make investments, I expect to be rewarded. So where is my reward, Coretta?
I told you already. I no longer wish to be associated with you. I'm supporting the council development plan, and that's that.
Oh, you are?
Yes, Ignatius. And I would appreciate it if you don't show up at my house again.
You are a fool if you believe it is that easy to get rid of me. Pour me a drink.
I have nothing to give you.
Is that how you treat your guests? After all the drinks I have offered you when you come to my house?
I have ice water in the fridge. You could help yourself.
You are a funny person.
Nothing ain't funny about this. I can have to start losing my dogs them in the day.
Come here.
Ignatius, don't come near me.
Oh, stop yapping like a dog. I said to come here.
Who you really think you're talking to? I ain't the one, Ignatius. I ain't the one.
You weren't saying that a few weeks ago, were you?
That was a mistake. Especially since we sit on the same village council. Anyway, you won't be there much longer.
Oh, so you two want them to get rid of me?
You pull a gun on somebody, Ignatius? How you could behave like that and still want to sit on the council where you are supposed to be representing the best interests of the people?
I told you, Coretta. I am a licensed firearm holder. Carry this for protection.
Ignatius, put that thing away.
Look at her, eh? So black and shiny. What a beauty, eh?
Ignatius, I said put the gun away.
You ever had a gun pointed to your head?
What?
Come.
What are you doing?
Shut up!
It's very nice of you to come and see me, Sister Patsy.
Well, you know, I couldn't stay away, Sister. I care deeply about you.
Well, it's good to know that someone cares.
How are you holding up?
I'm actually much better. My mind is at ease, you know.
I'm so sorry that it has come to this with you and Lucille. You're a kind and generous man who deserves love, patience, and understanding.
You're so kind, Sister Patsy.
My office is still open, you know. I have the space just in case June and James need a little bit of privacy.
Well, I'm considering renting a small one-bedroom.
So wait, you and Lucille done for good?
I'm considering filing for a divorce.
Oh my God.
So it would be best for me to find my own place.
But the house is now you and she?
Yes, but I will let her have it. If I am anywhere near her, she will only seek to make my life a living hell.
Oh, such a shame.
Well, these things happen. That's life for you.
Oh, Cecil. How could Lucille not see what a fine man she has? Any woman would be lucky to have you.
I'm beginning to think now maybe I should have married someone else.
For real, Cecil?
That's what she has driven me to. After all these years.
Oh, Cecil. Can I hug you?
Oh, no, no way.
Oh, shut up, woman. The gun doesn't have any bullets. I promise.
Ignatius, you think this is a joke?
It is a joke.
Get out, and I will be sure the village council will hear about this.
Oh, I don't think so.
Another in the long list of reasons to get you off the council.
You are not going to say anything.
Yes, because you just control me, Mom.
I'm sure the village council will love to hear, but how much money you collected to do my dirty work?
You can't do that, Ignatius.
I can't?
I decided to clean up my act and do the right thing. I have to make a difference in my community.
Oh, but you weren't thinking about that all the time.
Money could make people lose track of their purpose, and that is what happened to me. What I done. I don't want to be going behind the rest of the village council anymore, especially when it comes to things like planning the development for this region. I am going to support the Regional Democratic Council because at the end of the day, we will all benefit everybody.
You deserve a standing ovation and an award of some sort.
Look, you go your way and I will go mine. I wouldn't bring up the gun and you can't tell the council about the bribes.
Everything simple like that.
Wait, you want a pint of blood too?
How about a kiss?
I don't want you touching me ever again.
Oh, come on. I know I was the best you ever had.
Really full of yourself.
Come here.
No, Ignatius.
You know how many women would love for Ignatius Thomas to hold them?
Since you caught the goatee, you really get full of yourself.
I was always full of myself, baby. And you know this.
Well, I am not buying it. I want you to leave my house.
You know, funny thing about this gun.
Ignatius, put that thing away. I told you already how much I hate guns.
I think I have a fairly good aim.
Why are you pointing that gun at me?
Start counting.
Ignatius, what you doing?
1, 2.
Ignatius!
Oops! It did have a bullet.
Oh, Cecil, this was some lovely lemonade. June made this?
Yes, she did.
Refreshing.
Indeed. Just the kind for a hot day like today.
I know.
Hey, thank you for visiting me, Sister Patsy. I haven't laughed this much in ages.
Well, it's a pleasure, dear. I've always admired you and I only know.
Oh, hi, June.
June, how are you, dear?
Sister Patsy.
Yes, all is well.
I'm fine.
I think I better get going now, Cecil. I'll see you another day.
Very well, dear. Let me walk you out.
Thanks. June, take care.
What on earth?
See you, dear.
Dad, what was Sister Patsy doing here?
She came to keep my company. We had a good time.
What are you doing?
Am I not allowed to have friends?
But her...
Oh, June, please don't become like your mother. I beg you. Don't become like Lucille, for heaven's sake.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. If you operate a registered small business and engage in activities that are not harmful to the environment, you should register with the SBB and apply. The SBB will then evaluate whether you meet the criteria of partnering banks. Once you do, the SBB will issue a referral letter. The bank will then assess your application and approve your loan if you are successful. Under this fair and transparent process, every small business is given equal consideration. But you have to take the first step. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.